Come in, come in. Don't say a word. Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Kurt back again with episode 3. Hey, I let you guys know I was gonna have a special guest today. Yes, a very, very special guest. Just for you to bestow a whole lot of wisdom. I mean a whole lot. Hey, when you want to know something, listen to this guy here. With no further ado, I'm going to let my little man, Lil Hustle, tell him what we need to do. Bring that intro in.
Yo, I got you, Kurt. Drop that beat.
Loud that, loud that, loud that, loud that, loud that.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Kurt back again. This time I got a special guest. Guess who? His dad. He gonna be bestowing some of his wisdom on you guys today. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Kurt.
What's going on? You gonna let the audience know what's going on with you?
Yes, as best as I could.
All right. Hey, you got the floor.
Okay. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? Hope you're doing well. My name is James Trumbull Sr. I want to let you know what first started my motivation. My motivation was started by my mother, Lyra Trumbull. As a sibling on 13th Street Northwest, 2nd Avenue, phone, it was 224, that was about our address. We sit on the porch every afternoon, me and my sibling, it was six of them at the time, my two brothers and my three sisters. And we watched our mother go to work every day, get off at the, around the same time every day. She was tired. We knew she was coming because we looked for her. We saw her on the bus. She always sat on the same side of the bus. And we'll say, "Now go, mother, let's run down there and get her." We went down there and caught her and brought her bags home to help her get home, you know, hold her hand. She hugged us and kisses us like a mother do, a loving mother. She was our most innovation person for us as anybody. She taught us how to work hard, clean up, and do everything. So she was our inspiration. My sister Joanne, she was one of my motivators too. She helped me. She studied with us. She took us on field trips. She made us study hard. She taught us after she got out of school. And she made A's all over. She was an A-B student. She was a spelling bee champ, French champ, and Spanish champ. She was one of the smartest kids in the whole neighborhood, really, in the whole Livingston and Overtown. So that was one of my main motivators, my sister Joanne. And also, one of my motivating person that motivated me were my brothers, my younger brothers, Michael and Gary. Michael started out being competitive, and we raced, we did everything together, we fished. They learned Spanish, both of them, Michael and Gary, knew Spanish fluently. They were very motivated for me. Gary, my baby brother, one of my baby brothers, he was very hardworking. He went to Tuskegee Institute, him and my sister Joanne. Joanne finished from Tuskegee. Gary went over there for engineering, I think. And he was good at it. He built his own house, $1 million house. He was great at it. He was a great motivator for me. Very, very much so. He was a hard football player. He was good. Michael was a judo guy. He was a karate guy. He was good guys. They was good brothers. And little Leon was good too. A little hard-headed, but he was good too. I had a motivated person all over, really. I started out. My son, Curtis, he was a great motivator for me, too. Because when he played football, the little fella got hurt out there. And he didn't quit. He had to stick to it. He stuck to it. He got hurt. The time he got well, he said, "Dad, I'm going back out there. I'm going to play." And doggone, the little fella played.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And another great motivator for me was my sister, Gertrude. She was smart. She didn't even have to study. She was so smart. You know, she was a great one. I had my brother Gary. He was the best, though. He was like a mountain man. From a kid on up, He never smiled, but he always was happy inside when you knew him. He was a tough little fellow. You know, he built his own house. He was just good. My family was great. My children motivated me a lot because I knew I had to take care of them. I knew I had to try to do the best for me and my wife. And my wife was one of my main motivators. She didn't want me to stay in Overtown, move over town. She said, baby, we got to get from over here. And we got from over there. She made me move over there on 56th Street and 12th Avenue to a better duplex. Even that wasn't too good for our kids. She says, no, we got to get a home. And we struggled. We got a home. I saw the difference in the payments right quick. I said, oh, my God. She said, I better get another job. I said, I wouldn't have got another job. It almost killed me, but I had got another job until I could stand those payments. Then I knew to move up. I said, I got to study hard to move up in life. I studied hard. I came up from a regular boundary person, moved up to a manager. And I got that due to the motivation of my kids and my wife and my family. You know? And it was good. And I'm just thankful, you know, very just thankful for everything. I was manager of Dade County Public School Graphics Department for 22 years. And I went to Florida Power and Light, Tires Realty. I was a bank teller. All due to my family. My family was my great motivation. And that saying, what they got saying, keep your enemies, your family, your friends close, and your enemies closer, that ain't true. Keep your friends at a distance and your enemy far away from you. You got that? That's what you do. And you learn. You treat people kind. You know, you don't cry for a person that you don't seem to care for while they're living. And you cry for them later on. That ain't no good. You love them, you tell them now while they're alive.
Amen.
And that's concluding. That's concluding my ass. Thank you for listening.
Wow. That was amazing. Hope you guys heard that. Hey, it didn't surprise me. Dad gonna bestow his wisdom every time. And he was a great motivator for me coming up. You know, I looked up to him my entire life. And he helped put me on the path I'm on today, you know. And it's important that everybody out there listening, if you have parents in your life, show them that you care for them. And take the time out each and every day to tell them that you love them. So I'm gonna end this episode right here just by saying, Dad, I love you. And we
love
out.
You too, boy.
Yo, that's it for the episode. Hey, I catch you guys in episode 4 about that life.
That was good. Yo, drop that beat.
About that life. About that life.
Yeah.
About that life. About that life.
Thanks, Dad.
Bout that
life. Dropping your wisdom on everybody.
Bout that life. Everybody
show love. Thanks, Dad.
Bout
that
life. Bout that life.